This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Issues related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives will be heard on Wednesday. Health Ministry calls for complaints against overcharging health organizations. And UNICEF asks G7 countries to donate surplus COVID-19 vaccines now or risk wasting them. Now, the news in detail. The constitutional session of the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the case related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives on Wednesday. The hearing was adjourned on Monday after Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangga Bahadur Rana was diagnosed with health problems. There is a constitutional provision for hearing in a constitutional session chaired by the Chief Justice. Supreme Court spokesperson Devendra Dhakal said that the hearing is scheduled for Wednesday due to the health problems of the Chief Justice Rana. After the dispute over the composition of the bench, the hearing has not started yet. There has been 30 writ petitions in the dispute. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the service seekers to register complaints if any health organization treating COVID-19 patients was found to be charging exorbitant fees. According to Joint Spokesperson of the Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, the appeal was issued following the widespread grievances received from the public that many of the healthcare facilities were charging the COVID-19 patients exceedingly beyond standard fees determined by the government. The Kathmandu Metropolis is providing the first dose of the China-manufactured vaccine against COVID-19 today to those people reaching the age of 64. The inoculation campaign kicked off today, 10 a.m. today, at all 32 wards of the metropolis. The eligible people for receiving the vaccine are required to possess an official biometric identity card or a recommendation letter from the respective ward office. People who were infected earlier have been advised to seek the jab only if they have completed the 1 month of the infection. The eligible population has been urged to properly follow the vaccine schedule and visit the center just for the first dose. Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta has received a vote of confidence. In today's meeting of the Provincial Assembly, Chief Minister Bhatta received 30 votes in his favour. Speaker Arjun Shah announced that the vote was the majority of the members present in the State Assembly. Additional 4 corona-related deaths have been reported in Bake and Dang district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Center's focal person Tej Oli, 3 more deaths have been confirmed in 2 hospitals of Bake district. Likewise, 1 more corona-related death have been reported in Dang district. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. UNICEF has warned millions of COVID-19 vaccines could be wasted if rich countries send large amounts of leftover doses to poorer nations in one go. The charity said there needed to be steady supply throughout the year because poor countries do not have resources to use them all at once. The UK and others have promised to donate their surplus doses, but they have been asked to give earlier. Stars, including Billy Ellis and David Beckham, are backing the UNICEF's plea. The celebrities have signed a letter to the G7 group of rich countries, including the UK, asking them to donate 20% of their vaccines by August. Law enforcement agencies say they have arrested hundreds of criminals across the world in a 3-year operation using an FBI-designed app. Since 2018, Australia, New Zealand and the FBI have used an encrypted app, Anom, to keep track of organized crime. It has led to drug trade arrest in 18 countries across Asia, North and South America, Europe and Middle East. Australia's Prime Minister called the sting a watershed operation that had hit criminal gangs globally. Australian and New Zealand police were among the first to reveal the sting on Tuesday. Australian police said they jointly conceived the plan with the FBI using the US agency, and Europol will present their own findings later on Tuesday. Authorities said Onom app had been one of the messaging services popular with organized crime gangs. The World Health Organization, WHO, has said that it cannot ask for any more data on the origins of COVID-19 from China. Addressing a news conference, director at WHO, Mike Ryan, said that the WHO doesn't have the power to compel China to give any more data regarding the origins of the COVID-19. However, he said that the WHO would propose conducting extensive studies needed to ascertain the origins of the coronavirus. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Issues related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives will be heard on Wednesday. Health Ministry calls for complaints against overcharging health organizations, and UNICEF asks G7 countries to donate surplus COVID-19 vaccines now or risk wasting them. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.